Good morning, boys and girls. I want to tell a story about something that our family experienced a long time ago that really helped me understand God's love better. It happened one day when all of a sudden our dog Chum just started barking like crazy. So my mom went outside to see what was going on, and she saw that a baby crow was on our lawn, probably fluttered out of a tree. And since she didn't want some other animal to kill him and eat him, she brought him inside, and I got to pet him, and he sat on my shoulder and nibbled at my hair. And we wanted to give him something to eat, but we didn't know what to feed him. So my brother started researching on the internet what crows eat. Well, the first result that came up was how to eat boiled crow. So that is not what we were looking for. But we did finally learn what crows eat, and so Mom gave him a piece of apple. And then my mom thought, you know what? I wonder if his parents are out there. So she took him out and put him on the railing of our deck. And sure enough, his parents were out there. And they were calling to him, trying to get him to fly over to them. Ah, 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 ah. Well, this little crow had not quite learned how to crow yet. So his was more like a eh, eh, eh. And so you could hear this conversation between the baby and his baby and his parents. Ah, 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 come on, you can fly, you can do it. Eh, eh, no, I can't. And so he would not move. Well, finally, he did try to fly, and he fluttered a little bit and ended up in a bush. And it started raining, and I kind of got worried about him. Well, my mom finally went outside and picked him up and put him back on our railing. And eventually, my brother looked out the window, and we noticed that the crow was gone. Well, that little crow finally decided to fly over to his parents in a tree. He finally figured out how to fly. But, you know, as we were watching these mother and father crow and how loving they were to him when he was on the railing of the deck, and they'd call to him, and then they'd fly over and nuzzle him, trying to encourage him. Then they'd fly across the street and call to him again. One time, they even brought him something to eat as he sat on the railing of our deck. And you know, that loving mother and father crow is just like the love of Jesus. Because when we're scared, he's there to comfort us, to protect us. When we're sad, he's there to comfort us and listen to us. If we make a mistake, he forgives us. He says, I forgive you. Just try again. Eventually, you'll get it. Just like that little crow learned to fly, you'll overcome things in your life. Just trust in me. You know, if you were the only one on this earth, Jesus would have died for just you. And that is how special you are to him. That's what this song is about. On a cold winter day, have you ever watched a snowflake as it drifted down to the ground? Did you know that God made that snowflake so special? There's not another like it to be found. And there's no one just like you. You're the only one like you. And God loves you right now the way you are. There's not even quite a few. There's only just one of you. God loves you right now the way you are. be glad when you look at God's loving creation that you know. He remembers your name. He made each living thing just a little bit different when he could have made us all the same. And there's no one just like you. You're the only one like you. And God loves you right now the way you are. There's only just one of you. You're special from God's point of view. God loves you right now the way you are. God loves you right now just the way you are. Thank you for listening. You can go back to your seats now.